Hi, podcast listeners. This is Mark Earhart for Point of Discovery. Well, if you've been listening for a while, you probably have noticed that we haven't had an episode for a couple of months. Well, this has given us a chance to take a little step back and reflect on our show, both what has changed over the last few years and where we're going in the future. And we've got some new ideas about new directions for the show, all of which we'll tell you about in just a few minutes. But first, let me introduce Christine Sinatra, who is our senior producer.
Thank you, Mark. Point of Discovery is coming up on its fifth year. We started back in 2015, and we've learned a lot along the way about podcasting and science storytelling. Not everybody has that experience of sitting down and talking with a researcher and learning about all of the sometimes unexpected ways that things can go before they get to a discovery. That's kind of how it feels when you're listening to an episode of Point of Discovery. We've done now probably 50 scientists or something that we've interviewed on the show. It's really been a lot of people, and in that you've brought those stories to life. Not all of them are UT Austin scientists, right? Some of them are friends and alumni and other people out there in the world. We've had three Nobel Prize winners on the show. We had Jim Allison and Michael Young, both of whom won Nobels recently. And who are from our alumni community. We had Alan Stern from NASA, who led a NASA mission. We had Kip Thorne, another Nobel Prize winner, who helped discover gravitational waves.
And we've done lots of other things. Like, we've had students interview scientists. We've had scientists interview each other. We did a little bit of a stretch when we did our periodic table show, where we had several scientists kind of weighing in about their own specific element that they were really excited about. At KUT, which is our local public radio station, they do a news program called Texas Standard, and it airs every weekday. And we had the opportunity to basically take some of our podcast episodes and turn those into radio pieces, which, as you can imagine, are much shorter and it's a different kind of audience.
As we're looking forward and entering our new year, we're also reflecting on what's changed. So, you know, when we started this, there weren't a whole lot of podcasts at the University of Texas. There wasn't a lot happening necessarily in science podcasting, but a lot of that's really boomed over the last few years. And we want to make sure that we're staying relevant and fresh for our listeners.
Yes, we are going to be unveiling a new mini series within the series. But it's basically taking a theme and doing several episodes in a row that feature different scientists, but all kind of around that theme. We're basically talking to our scientists and asking them, what kinds of futures do you see or would you like to see happen that drive your research? So these are the sort of visions of where we could be if the science falls into place the way that they think it would, under the best of circumstances, right? And, you know, scientists are usually very cautious. So it actually, we had to kind of evolve our way of thinking as we tried to do this series. We started talking to them and we said, well, what do you think is going to happen 50 years from now? And most of them said, oh, I have no idea. It's so hard to predict. But we made a little shift in the way we sort of framed that. And we realized that, you know, who better to say where the future lies than people who are closest to the actual research? You know, the scientists who, they talk to all the other players in their field around the world. They have an insight that most ordinary people do not have. So even if they feel like, well, you know, I couldn't possibly look 50 years in the future, they can see a lot farther than most of us.
And it was interesting that you picked that hook of why 50 years as opposed to 5 or 10 or 15, because we were having this conversation about how our own College of Natural Sciences is turning 50 years old and there's this anniversary coming up. And we thought about how much science has changed the way we all live in the last 50 years. And wouldn't it be great to have just a preview of what might be happening down the road, that exact distance for us? When we think broadly about the next 50 years and science, it's also true that it's not all going to be rosy, right? Like, there will be these topics that maybe are a little more challenging to discuss, but I want to let our listeners know that that's not the bulk of where we're headed, that there actually is a lot of meat here on a lot of subjects. I think it's going to give us a chance to really think together about what tomorrow's science is going to be able to do to change how all of us live or work or approach these really big questions, even about how we see ourselves in relationship with all of these species of life all around us, with the cosmos, with these artificial intelligence systems that are coming into our lives.
Yeah, and I can tell you the first episode that we're going to be unveiling here very soon on the podcast is one where we're going to be interviewing an evolutionary biologist. And he and others in his field have this sort of dream of basically figuring out all of the species that live on our planet. It turns out we actually know of a very small percentage of the species that we think are actually out there. So yeah, so the scientist that I talked to, David Hillis, has kind of a far out idea. Maybe we could do that.
I'm excited to see where it takes us. And we do have a call to action for our listeners. We want to make sure that that you know that we really appreciate you as this year closes out, and that we would appreciate it if you enjoy listening to the show to let us know, to rate the show, right?
That would be great. Yeah, no matter where you listen, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, if you would just go into that app and just give us a little quick review.
We really appreciate it. It makes a difference, and it really helps people discover the show.
Well, that's our show for today. Be sure and check back in January for the first episode of our mini-series, The Next 50 Years. I'm your host and producer, Mark Earhart. From all of us at the University of Texas at Austin's College of Natural Sciences, we wish you and yours all the best in the coming year.